USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And coming back to the United States.
President Trump confirming outside the White House this morning that the remains of 55 American soldiers who'd been lost in the Korean War are now being returned to the United States, and more remains are expected to be returned over the course of the next few months.
We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
President Trump also cheering the new economic numbers. The Commerce Department reporting the nation's gross domestic product, or GDP, grew by an estimated 4.1% in the year's second quarter. That's the best quarterly growth since 2014. The president calling it an amazing rate.
We're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In her first national TV interview since ABC cancels her show 3 months ago because of a tweet deemed racist, Roseanne Barr says on Hannity on Fox News, she never realized that former senior advisor to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett, is black.
I made a mistake, and I paid the price for it. But no, I did not know she was like a lot of Americans, including a lot of people of all types. They didn't know either.
Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is now dismissing a report that then-candidate Donald Trump knew in advance of a meeting with Russians who had dirt on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Multiple sources claim former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is willing to tell the special counsel in the Russia investigation that he was there when Donald Trump Jr. told Trump about the meeting at Trump Tower. Giuliani telling NBC News, though, that Cohen simply can't be believed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A deadly wildfire in California that blew up last night continues to move towards the city of Redding, the 29,000-acre car fire, killing a bulldozer operator who was working to create a fire break. That fire jumping the Sacramento River, moving toward the city that's home to 92,000 people, the California Governor Jerry Brown declaring states of emergency in Shasta County, where the car fire is burning, and down south in Riverside County as well. A federal judge in New York is allowing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to proceed. The suit could keep a citizenship question off the 2020 census. U.S. federal judge Jesse Furman denying a motion by the Trump administration to dismiss the suit. The Commerce Department says it's adding the citizenship question to improve enforcement of the Voting Rights Act. New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the question could cause a huge undercount that would threaten billions in federal funds and her state's representation in the Electoral College. And it's the last straw for Disneyland. The Walt Disney Company is saying it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year, while reducing the number of plastic shopping bags as well. It's the latest of several companies announcing the effort to keep plastics out of the oceans because of the harm it does to sea life. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.